This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. Good morning. In Pakistan, a brutal beating caught on video has ignited a ferocious debate. The Taliban flogged a teenage girl. You'll hear the footage in a moment. The beating has people asking whether Pakistan's government was right to strike a deal with the Taliban. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
On the video, you see the fully clothed girl pinned to the ground, face down. She's surrounded by a group of men. The men watch silently as she's flogged more than 30 times. This is her punishment for allegedly having a relationship with a man who was not her husband. When this footage was made public a few days ago by a Pakistani human rights activist, there was a huge outcry. The outcry was even heard here, at the highest court in Pakistan. Pakistan's newly restored Chief Justice convened a meeting of the Supreme Court yesterday about the girl's flogging. The court ordered the authorities to report every 2 weeks on the progress of their investigations. Ehsan Haqqani comes from Swat, where the flogging happened. He says the video disgusted him.
I was extremely frustrated when I saw this video, and I was thinking that I should go to Swat and I should do something. But when I came to know that Chief Justice has taken notice, I felt comfortable. So I have great hopes, and I am here to listen what is going on.
The video has reignited debate about some fundamental issues to do with Pakistani government policy on dealing with Islamist militancy. Pakistan's leading English-language newspaper, Dawn, called the flogging barbaric and blamed it on Pakistani governments, past and present, for making peace deals with the Taliban. These administrations were guilty of ceding the writ of the state to mass murderers, the paper said. It wasn't long after the video emerged before protesters took to the streets around the country. They included Abida in Islamabad.
We're ashamed of what's happened. Really, it is a tragedy. It's never been so bad. And we just hope things change. We want to change, as you can see.
Some Pakistanis believe the Taliban wants to impose its draconian practices on the entire country. For another protester, Bina Kayat, the floggings deepen this fear.
The more Talibanization takes over, the more problems are going to come up. They will come towards this side of the country, towards the south, and then we have no way to stop anyone.
But Pakistan is a nation divided. Watching a few yards away is Tal Hassad. He has a black beard, a black turban, and a long black robe. Some Pakistanis think the videos are fake. Assad's not sure about that, but he says he suspects the flogging video is propaganda, an attempt to discredit the Taliban and to undermine the peace deal being negotiated in Swat. However, he says if Islamic clerics actually authorized the girl's flogging, then it's fine by him. He has absolutely no sympathy for the protesters.
They belong to the elite class, they belong to the rich class, they want their big cars, they want their big mansions. What the Taliban is fighting for is socio-economic justice. That's it. We are the Bolsheviks of the 21st century, actually.
The debate over the flogging is more nuanced than a straight fight between moderates and hardliners. Plenty of Pakistanis were appalled by the video, but still want the government to make peace with the Taliban in Swat. They say the alternatives are return to a war the Pakistani army has shown it can't win. There's another complication. Part of the peace deal in Swat is the introduction of a traditional fast-track form of Islamic law in the area. Some believe this system will actually deter the Taliban from imposing their far more draconian methods. Others fear the militants will eventually take over the system and there'll be more public floggings and worse. Adnan Aurangzeb is the grandson of the man who once ruled Swat in the days when it was a tiny independent kingdom. He says much will depend on who enforces Swat's Islamic legal system.
Is it the writ of the government of Pakistan, or are they going to make somebody else in charge of the interpretation?
We won't know the answer to that question until Islamic law is fully implemented in Swat. That won't happen until Pakistan's president, Asif Ali Zardari, signs off on it. So far, he hasn't done so. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.